Welcome, Third Baptist friends and family. That was Voodoo Child. No, we don't have Jimi Hendrix in the office. We have our own Colton Simons here to talk music. One of my favorite people. Colton, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, no problem.
So, Colton, you are 14 and in the eighth grade.
Yep.
When I first met you, You were playing the trumpet and only listening to big band and jazz. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yet much to your dad's dismay, if I might add. So what was it that made, I guess you were 12 when I met you, a 12-year-old who liked big band and jazz? That's kind of rare. I mean, outside of the 1940s, that's rare.
Yeah.
So what was it about big band and jazz that you liked?
Well, I first heard that music playing this video game and on the radio station. It had all these songs. I was like, what the heck is this? I like it.
Huh.
That's weird because that was the first time I've ever heard that kind of music.
And so you picked up the trumpet as a result of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So fast forward a little bit, you went from trumpet guy to all of a sudden now you're the guitar guy. So what was it that changed your mood into rock and roll?
Well, I became really good friends. Well, we were all in this group in about fourth grade, and then we all started listening to rock, and the main band that we listened to was Queen.
Oh, nice. And what was there a particular song or album that...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Of course.
We sang it at the lunch table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who hasn't done that, right? Headbanging included, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't not headbang to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you've seen the movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's well done, right?
Yeah.
So you went from big band and jazz to Queen and rock and roll. What are some of your favorites now that you're listening to?
I like Latin rock, like Santana.
Yeah.
Maybe some reggae in there too somewhere.
Nice.
And a lot of blues like Stevie Ray Vaughan and B.B. King.
Yeah, what about the blues do you like?
I don't know, it's just well like Keith Richards says, it's just something about white man's rock. And it doesn't have groove.
It's kind of, yeah. you're a chill guy and the blues are kind of chill and
they
tell a good story and
it just adds some spice to music, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of, like, blues has a certain sound, it's in 4-4 time, right? So, like, what is your, could you give us an example of a really good blues chorus or riff? Can you play one for us?
Mm-hmm. Just gotta... So I'm just gonna loop a simple blues and E.
Okay.
Thing.
Very cool. So, just hearing you play, you moved here from Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you spent, like, what ages, what to what in Memphis?
Oh, I lived there for about 8 years when I was one.
So, long enough for you to play the guitar like that. You've done your hometown proud, man. That, mm-hmm. You sound like it. It made me hungry for ribs hearing you play. So what is it about... I want to step back a little bit. Your brother plays guitar a little bit too. Your older brother,
yeah,
Carson. So did he influence you in any ways toward this? Because he listens to more mellow stuff, right?
Oh yeah. Well, he's the reason that I picked up a guitar because he had one. One uh-huh. day I left my trumpet at the school. I had no instrument to play, so I was like, "Oh, look up a guitar YouTube video and then pick up his acoustic guitar and see what I can do."
Seriously, you picked up a guitar from a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. So, I'm very ignorant and know just enough to be dangerous. I took piano lessons, and if you were to hum something, I could not play it. But if you put music in front of me, I could probably read it. What about you? Can you do both? Are you one of those freaks that can do both?
I do better playing along the songs that are playing because you can listen to the key that they're in and then find the right note.
So you can just play by hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gift, man.
Well, not exactly. I can get in the right key and then play along to it. But
gotcha. So that's how you're learning most of your stuff these days.
Some of it, not all of it. I take lessons.
Nice.
Sometimes.
Nice. So what? I know there's like classical and electric and different things. So what, your teacher, what is he proficient in?
He's a classical guitar professor, actually, but nice. He brings his electric guitar.
Nice.
And he teaches me.
That's cool. So who are some of his favorites?
I haven't asked him that. He's a kind of a music snob. I hope he's not hearing this, but he's like, he just doesn't want to talk about anything. All right, let's just get into the music.
He sounds like a real rock and roller, man. So you recently, with your buddies, played your first live gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that. How was that?
It was good and bad at the same time. We were doing okay at first, but the thing is we did not practice at all for it. We had a singer and a drummer, and I played guitar. And whenever the drummer messes up, the other instruments mess up, and any instrument can mess up, and it messes up all of it. And then that happened a few times. I'm surprised that we still made the money because we got told to take a break.
But you survived, right? You've lived to tell about it.
Yeah.
And you learned an important lesson about practice, sounds like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So is the drummer the most important in a rock band?
Probably, because they're the loudest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is that why they have those plastic things around them in some clubs and churches? I see, like, the plastic looks like sneeze guards around the drummer. Is that why?
Oh, I don't know about that. Is that like to like protect them from flying objects?
Maybe. drummers are their own unique persons, right? They have their own personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were playing, and I can tell our listeners this, you were definitely making faces while you were playing. And is this you're channeling Jimi Hendrix or just? Just you're not even aware that you're doing it. Did you know you were doing that?
No.
Oh well, it looked cool. Like you looked legit. So I just figured you were mimicking somebody, but I guess it just comes with playing guitar, right?
Oh, I mean, I made a few mistakes, so I might have been like,
ugh. Oh no, it looked you sold it well, man. It looked cool. So you mentioned Keith Richards. Do you like the Stones?
I haven't heard their music a lot, but I.
You like what you've heard?
Yeah.
Well, they've got like 6 decades of music to listen to. Tell me an artist that you like that might surprise people that a 14-year-old listens to.
Probably B.B. King or any blues artist.
Yeah. That means you got an old soul, I guess. What is it about B.B. King that you like?
He just has a different sound than a lot of music.
He does. He's got... I was listening to him the other day. He sings... And I could be way off on this, but he sings about sad things, but makes it sound happy. And a lot of blues, you can tell that they have the blues. But with him, he makes it sound pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take, for what it's worth.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So I didn't tell you I was going to ask you about this. So we got to spend a week together at camp at Lake Springfield, and while we were at camp, I had the privilege of seeing you be guitar guy. You were the guy at camp with the guitar. So that brought instant status, didn't it? Listeners, Colton is laughing, but he knows it's true. I can testify that it brought me back to when I was a teenager wishing I could play the guitar and be guitar guy at camp. instant cool points, man. So you recently went to your first, if I'm not mistaken, your first heavy metal show.
Oh, yeah, that's my first one.
So what was that like?
It was a little bit intimidating, kind of scary.
Yeah.
A bunch of rowdy people.
Sure.
Yeah, that... You can go into a mosh pit and then you'd shoved around, and it's fun though.
Did you go in there?
Oh yeah, I went in there, shoved a couple people around.
Yeah, and it's like not only acceptable, it's like encouraged, right? That's a weird thing about metal shows.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway from the music?
I like the bands that came in that played more notes instead of just the same old,
like chugging.
Yeah. Yep. Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. So you liked the riffs and the...
Yeah.
So there's a unique but definite musicianship for heavy metal guitarists, right? Like, they really have chops to be able to play
that. Yeah, it takes fast. A lot of stamina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you are putting together your all-star band, Colton's all-star band, and you're playing guitar, obviously, what other instruments are you adding to your band, and what are you looking for in those instruments? Like, what kind of players are you looking for? You obviously want a quiet drummer. I'm just kidding.
I want probably a jazz drummer.
Really?
Yeah. So, or a just not a simple drummer, just a funky drummer. That's what I mean by that. Funky drummer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example of a funky drummer or a band with a funky drummer.
Santana.
Okay.
They have crazy drums.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. He has a lot of percussion, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, we talked earlier about Earth, Wind, and Fire before we got on. How's their drumming? You okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I like the Elements. I'm a big Earth, Wind, and Fire fan. So would you have another guitar player in your band?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be lead or rhythm?
I'd probably switch around.
Yeah. The good ones do, right? So when you play live, what is it your most, and I know you've only had one show, right, so far?
Well, I've done street performing too.
Oh, tell me about that. How's that gone?
Well, it doesn't go well anymore because it's cold outside now.
Sure.
But in the summer, it worked out really well.
Was it just you, or were you with others?
Oh, I was with my friend Dominic. He'd bring his drum set
and
set it up in the parking lot.
Oh, nice. So how long would you guys play if you were doing something outside like that?
Well, it depends on how many people there are and if they want us to leave or not.
Did you ever get asked to leave?
No.
Oh, you must have done well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, do you do like what kind of music are you playing?
We play in front of a bar most of the time, so a lot of the audience in there they probably like classic rock.
You know? There you go.
Yeah.
So your audience was, you're dating your audience then. I know the age, man. So when you're playing live, like what do you hope people hear and what do you hope happens to people when you play live?
Well, just want them to enjoy it. That's all.
Yeah. I think it's a gift you have, and I'm glad you share it. Is there anything that music you think might teach you about or lead you to think about God?
Well, God created music.
Yeah.
And I like to thank him for that sometimes because music is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And I like the image that scripture has of the heavenly chorus and that we get to be part of that. And I have to think that God has a metal side to him too and enjoys all of it.
Yeah, the book of Proverbs, he talks about music a lot and that he loves music.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we conclude, I want to tell you, Colton, I appreciate you coming in and talking music with me. I'm very ignorant, but I like it, and I love that you love good music and all kinds of music and play it well. And you are gifted by God and using your gifts. And I remember when you first picked up an acoustic guitar and were plucking it around in the youth room, and now you're playing riffs. So, any parting words for the third folks, or do you want to just play out?
Well, thank you for listening.
There you go. And so, where are you gonna play for us as we close?
Oh, September.
Yes. Perfect.
All right. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Colton, and until next time, third friends.